95.9 The Fox, Fairfield County Rocks. I'm Alan, and coming up next month, August 16th through the 17th, for three shows only at the Black Rock Church in Fairfield, is going to be the latest production from the New Paradigm Theater. This year, they're doing Bye Bye Birdie. And with me in the studio right now is Artistic Director and founder of the New Paradigm Theater, Kristen Huffman. Good morning.
Hi.
And Conrad Birdie himself, the star of the show, Cameron Burl. How's it going, Cameron?
Good morning. I'm all right.
Well, thank you for coming out here today. So, I guess we'll start with, what is the New Paradigm Theater? I will start with the founder. She's got to have the answer, Kristen.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, what we really founded was, the mission is to create young leaders and global thinkers and problem solvers through arts education and professional productions. And I know that as a performer myself, a Broadway person, I learned the most by being on stage elbow to elbow with people who are better than I was and more professional. So that was part of why I founded it, because we have some wonderful directors and board members and people with years of experience that can help the up-and-comer, like Cameron, the up-and-coming star. But more than that, we wanted to make sure that there were kids in the area, didn't have to be little Broadway performers, who would be able to get the skills that we all know you get from being in the arts to become whatever they wanted to be, so that they could think outside the box, solve problems that we need solved today by a different type of thinking that they can get through the arts. So that really is our mission. Plus, we tie it every summer show to a social justice nonprofit in the area that reflects the theme of the show. So for this one, it's the American Legion in Norwalk with the veterans. And because, you know, it's supposed to be about when sort of Elvis went off in his draft in the Army. And that's because a good segue to Cameron.
So you're going to be playing Conrad Birdie.
I will. Yeah.
And is this your first production with New Paradigm Theater?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. I found them through a pretty unique way. Kristen organized this kind of American Idol style audition. So there were 120 video submissions. And then from there, they picked seven of us to go to their live gala. And at the live gala, the audience voted on who they wanted to play Conrad. So there were seven of us. We all had our own time. We played two or three songs. And then the audience put in their votes. And I ended up winning.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. And that's a lot of pressure, too. Live audience voting. I mean, well, congratulations. You made it. The show is going to be three shows, August 16th through the 17th. Mm-hmm. And rehearsals just began this week, I believe.
They did. We had our read through on Sunday. And yesterday was the first day.
Yesterday we did some of the music, working with the kids chorus and the adults, because there's a lot of people in the show.
Yeah.
It's a big cast.
And that's got to be a fast turnaround to me if the show is only going to be in about 3 weeks.
It's a professional rehearsal schedule. So, you know, any time that you would work at Goodspeed or Westport Country Playhouse or Musical Theater Connecticut, any of those would have that short rehearsal.
Really?
Yep. There's 2 weeks of rehearsal and then a week of tech.
Oh, yeah. I've never been. Well, that's not true. I did children's plays when I was younger, and I was in my college production of West Side Story. But I didn't sing because I can't sing. So I've never.
Yeah, I was
really
going to put you in the show now, knowing this, which you are going to be, by the way.
That's right. We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. I never would have thought that it's such a fast turnaround. I would think you guys would rehearse 4 months or something, you know, like that.
Well, you know, the schools do that and colleges do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Cameron goes to the University of Hartford, the Hart School.
Yep.
And, you know, when they do productions, it's a longer process because they're really feeling their way through. Once you get into the more professional world, you don't just have evenings after work to rehearse. We rehearse 12 to 5 for the youth. And the young people in our show are a mixture of like Lower Fairfield, New Haven kids, and also inner city kids. So they have a chance to not only rehearse that in that 12 to 5 with the director and the choreographer and the musical director. We have 5 breakout classes. Next year I'm going to hire you. Breakout classes that have to do sort of with that show. So today I'm bringing up V.P. Boyle, who's a master casting director and director in New York for rock and roll.
Oh, wow.
So that the kids, because so many more, and Cameron's going to stay to see that as well.
Oh, yeah.
But we have, and voiceover, and TV and film, and sign language, because we got a grant from the state this year to have ASL interpreters at our matinee.
I was going to ask you about the Saturday matinee. Mm-hmm. That's certainly very unique.
It's the first time for us. And a lot of theaters are doing this now, like the bigger ones, like Hartford Stage and so forth, will have sign language interpreters. But we were lucky enough to win a grant, and the Department of Economic Development for the state and the Cultural Alliance, they were super helpful to us. And we'll have 2 interpreters at that matinee So that's going to be exciting. They actually perform it in a way in their little corner there.
Wow, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. We're talking to Kristen Huffman, the artistic director and founder of the New Paradigm Theater, and Cameron Burl, who's going to be playing Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye Birdie, three shows only, August 16th through the 17th at the Black Rock Church in Fairfield. Now, in addition to obviously youths performing, mm-hmm. there are going to be professionals who have appeared on Broadway in various forms as well. And I think you've got a local celebrity or two in the cast.
We do. The Broadway performers, they came to audition here in Connecticut. And Jamie Caron, and she's been in tons of things like Anita in West Side Story and mm-hmm. on tours and on Broadway. We're flabbergasted that we have this kind of a person playing our Rosie. Mm-hmm. And she's a wonderful dancer as well. And then we have Patrick Heffernan, who also has been on different national tours, and he's playing Albert. I feel like he's like a young Dick Van Dyke. You know,
okay.
So we've got a lot of our director choreographer is Courtney Lane Self, and she is a young up and comer. I say young. She's really not that young, but, you know, younger than me and but super fresh ideas. And she's thrilled. She has two real hoofers, two real dancers to work with in those roles. And then she'll work with the kids today doing Telephone Hour. Yeah. And then our local celebrity, we have Lucia Rilling, the actual mayor's wife of Norwalk, playing the mayor's wife in our production. I thought that was brilliant casting.
Well, I think that's typecasting.
It is.
Yeah, a little bit.
It is.
I mean, she has some experience doing it, right?
So she should have no problem. She just fit right in.
And Randy Kay, who is playing Mae Peterson, and certainly well known to radio folks.
Certainly. Formerly of our sister station, Star 99.9.
Yep, and NPR, and on Broadway, and she's just hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
I love Randy Kay. She's been a friend of New Paradigm Theater Company for a long time.
And as you teased, I'm going to be doing a voiceover role.
Yes, you're going to. There's an Ed Sullivan or announcer kind of role for that Ed Sullivan scene. And we're going to get you to, they'll come and hear your lovely voice.
And then I'll hear it too, because I'll be there. Now, you just finished another show. Are you in another show at the exact same time?
No, so I'm from California.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, so for the first part of the summer, I went home and was a part of Grease. At Broadway by the Bay, which is in Redwood City.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking more to the ASL interpreters, we actually had two or three matinees where we had American Sign Language people come and do our show. So it's becoming much more common. And then I was also in a production of Next to Normal, which is a smaller musical in California as well.
Wow, that's cool. So you're not even from Connecticut? Is this your first time ever in Connecticut?
No. I go to school in Hartford.
Oh, that's right.
So I've been here for 2 years, but coming from California, it's quite a shock to see snow. And actually have to buy winter coats. I made the mistake of buying Doc Martens, thinking that those were going to work as winter boots. Which was a big mistake my freshman year.
Although at least this past winter was kind of mild.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Always be that way.
I know. I've been very lucky both winters I've been here. None of them have been too bad.
And had you ever seen either the show or the movie Bye Bye Birdie before?
This is my fifth time being in a Bye Bye Birdie production in some way, shape, or form.
So do you even need to rehearse at this point?
Well, but you weren't cast as Conrad,
I've never
Conrad,
been Conrad.
Right?
Yeah. So okay. This is my first time, but I've played Albert and Hugo and in the teen ensemble, and I directed it in high school. So I know this show backwards and forwards, inside out.
So what made you decide this year to do Bye Bye Birdie, and what other shows have you guys done in the past?
Thank you. Last year we did The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and that was very serious, and it was wonderful. We had, again, Broadway stars, Emmy, Grammy winners in it with the young people, and our partner nonprofit was the Connecticut Burn Cares Association, because young people who've been burned are often treated the same way as The Hunchback is. And our Hunchback was Patrick Toombs, who was also handicapped, and we wanted to showcase that as well. So that was a very heavy show. So this year I wanted to pick something a little lighter. And it's appropriate for nowadays as well, even though it was based in 1959. We're definitely going to emphasize a little bit more female led and dancing as well. So that's why I chose that, because it's a lighter show. In our past, we've also done Peter Pan, and we connected with Keys, which is free instrumental lessons for children. And then our very first show was Oliver, our summer show anyway, was Oliver. And that we, again, multicultural, multigendered casting. And we connected with the Bridgeport Council of Churches and homelessness and hunger, and because that's what that show is about.
Sure.
So we do a holiday show every year as well over at Fairfield Theater Company. This one's going to be at Black Rock Church the first time we've been actually at that space. But and then we always do, last year we did a collaboration, co-production with the Norwalk Symphony, which was West Side Story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we're going to do again this year. I don't think I'm allowed to announce which one. We haven't made the big announcement yet, but it'll be in February again, and it'll be one that everyone knows. I already told Cameron. and so I think people will love that, with some Broadway stars in the lead and this huge orchestra playing all that beautiful music.
So after Bye Bye Birdie, that's the next big production
holiday show, which I think is like December. It's either December 15th, 16th, something on whatever that weekend is, the second weekend in December. So that's the next one coming up. We also have what's called So You Want to Be a Broadway Star, which is a big masterclass where I invite up different performers and casting directors, and they give live feedback to the people who sing for them, so that you never get that when you audition. Mm-mm. You generally don't get feedback. Like, we liked what you did here. Why don't you try this? So I wanted that as a performer myself. So it's for anybody can come and enter that and get that kind of feedback. I think that's September 28th. And then the next one would be the holiday show. And then February would be the collaboration with the Norwalk Symphony.
So you're keeping busy.
We are. And everybody always says, where are you located? And we intentionally are homeless. and we rent the spaces, obviously. But that way we can afford to stay afloat as well, you know, without a ton of overhead. And that's kind of harkens back to the old days when you had traveling people coming in doing shows. And that's pretty much what we do.
Very cool.
Thanks.
So it is Bye Bye Birdie. Three shows August 16th. That's a Friday. And then two shows on August 17th, a Saturday at the Black Rock Church in Fairfield. Where can people go for tickets?
Thanks. Right to our website. It's on the very homepage. It says Get Your Birdie Tickets, which is www.np, as in new paradigm, NP Theater with an R-E, nptheater.org.
nptheater.org, and we will be seeing you, Cameron Burl, as Conrad Birdie live on stage.
Yes, you will. I'm
and
excited.
Are you going to be on the stage as well, or are you behind the scenes?
No, with your Jackie Chasen. Yep. I will be in the pit because I play flute as well. That was the Broadway show. So it also keeps me out of the way so that I can just not worry and pace the entire time. So Chris Coogan, by the way, is our music director. He is awesome and really going to give this even more of a rock and roll flavor.
Excellent. Yep. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's just in a couple of weeks. Kristen Huffman, the artistic director and founder of the New Paradigm Theater, Cameron Burl, Conrad Birdie in Bye Bye Birdie, three shows August 16th to the 17th in Fairfield. Thank you so much for both
coming
in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.